Hold on, Daddy. I don't think we used it all last time. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Where is it? Oil. Please tell me we have some. Oh, yes, there it is. Yes.
Oh, good. He made the bed this morning. Ah! Babe! Oh my god, you scared the shit out of me. What are you doing up here, Robert? Oh, yeah. Daddy and I did destroy the room last night after you foolishly tried to challenge him. We didn't keep you up, did we? Actually, don't answer that. I don't really care. I guess you do deserve to hear your wife moan and scream in pleasure once in a while. Even if it's on another man's cock. Anyway, thanks for cleaning up our mess, honey. But Daddy isn't quite done claiming his prize. And, well, making the bed is kind of an empty gesture, considering. Actually, you know what, Robert? I think I'm being a little bit ungrateful. I know my girlfriends would kill to have their husbands help out around the house. That was very thoughtful of you. Why don't you take a seat? Mm-hmm. Your old cuck chair? It's been gathering dust since we moved you into the basement. Yeah, sit right there, good boy. Now, the rules haven't changed. You sit there, shut the fuck up, and don't you dare touch. You got it?
Sir? I have another idea. Come on in. I can give you a massage here in the bedroom.
Hey, Daddy. What's my husband doing? He's going to watch. Oh, no, not that. Just the first part. Only Master gets to see me like that. Come on. Lie down right here. Let your slut massage you after the long night we've had. That's right. Just relax, Daddy. I'm gonna get all slick and oily. And I'm gonna rub my small hands all over your hard body. Do you like that? Good. God, Robert. You were such a fucking idiot to challenge Daddy into a wrestling match. Just look at all these defined lines. So embarrassing. Especially how cocky you got when he let you pin him. 30 seconds in, you were thrown around like a rag doll. Do you like that, Daddy? Do you want more oil? Yes, Daddy. You know, come to think of it, the way he manhandled you is kind of the way he was manhandling me last night. After we left you bruised and broken downstairs. Isn't that right, Daddy? He just pinned me under his rippling muscles and claimed his prize. Split me in half with that fat bullcock. Fuck. My body is still sore. But can you really blame me, Robert? I mean, just look as my oily hands glide down his body. His defined muscles. His rock-hard abs and his strong shoulders and arms. Just watch your wife's fingers glide over his body. The ridges of every muscle. Fuck. The V-shape on his hips. Oh, daddy.
You know, Master didn't even break a sweat putting you in your place, did he, babe? Pinning you was just like a warm-up for these hard fucking muscles. Did you really think you stood a chance? With your scrawny skin and bone build? Ugh, look at my hands. Just squeezing all these muscles. Fuck, I can barely get both hands around them. Around his thick arms. Fuck, these are so hot, Daddy. You're so strong. Just rubbing them down. Feeling him flex under my fingertips. Fuck. Rubbing them down with oil is one thing, but fuck, babe. Feeling them lift me up. And the way he pins me to the wall. Like the way he did last night. Feeling every muscle fiber flex and tighten as Daddy basically fucked me through the wall. I know you heard just how fucking good it was for me. Oh, Robert, you wish you could fuck me like that, don't you? His biceps and tries and traps, every fucking muscle, perfectly toned and defined. Nothing on your limp little body can compare. Nothing even comes close. Let me massage all these knots out of your muscles, Daddy. Am I doing a good job for you? God, Robert. You could go to the gym for 100 years and Daddy would still beat you in every fucking way. Stronger and harder and thicker. You could try and compete, but every minute of every hour you play catch-up, I'll be here in this room getting broken by him, fucked by him, and bred by him. Isn't that right, Daddy? Your wife's pussy permanently reshaped to Master's superior cock. Burned into my memory. You will never be good enough. Never be big enough or strong enough. Oh, Daddy, are you getting hard? Are you ready for another round soon? Oh, fuck. Let me at least massage your legs first. I don't want to leave an inch untouched. Your cock can wait a second, right, Daddy? I promise I'll be a good girl when I finally get around to it. Let me just massage these big strong legs of yours. My hands rubbing your calves. Your quads. Fuck. Massive and powerful. Nothing like my pathetic husband's. Robert, I know you can't see under Daddy's towel right now, but I promise you, everything is thicker, bigger, and better. You can barely squat your own body weight, honey. But Daddy? You should have seen it. Snaking his thick arms under my thighs and lifting me like a toy.
Just dropping me down onto his dick and impaling me. Fuck. Ugh, just bouncing me up and down on his cock. Like I weighed nothing at all. God, I couldn't stop screaming. It felt so fucking good. And rubbing daddy down. Massaging every muscle. He's just constantly giving me flashbacks and reminding me just how much stronger he is. How much thicker. How much more of an alpha he is than you, Robert. And that's why you're over there in that chair, isn't it? That's why you sleep in the basement. Why you spend every morning cleaning up that pigsty of a bedroom. And it's the reason you're gonna leave right now. Right? No, I am not joking, Robert. I said, leave. Now, babe. Yes, Daddy. Anything for you, Daddy. Of course. Oh.